Saturday AM Live. Vance and Carol are in the house. Good morning again, Carol.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm excellent, and I know you are too. I want to jump right on in. We had you on the line 2 weeks ago, and thank you again for sharing your story. As you have been, I should say, impacted or altered or simply made the decision to check out Nikan and the Nikan Wellness Home concept, and that was a long, long time ago, and how much it kind of put you back on the right track. And I think today, as we fast forward, you basically had a life-altering impact and decided to rediscover Nikan, which is Nikan's philosophy, you know, discover it, live it, share it. And being that there's a lot of people around the globe that don't know anything about Nikan, they might have heard of, oh, that's the magnet company, or that's this company. Oh, yeah, well, we are that. We'll definitely say, yep, that's us. However, we're so much more. And before we jump in to open up the line for Q&A, and I want to remind everybody, when we do that, I'll tell you what buttons to push, and just be patient, take your turns, because there's a lot of questions right now in the world about all kinds of things. And what I find most fascinating is that I spend a lot of time with people half my age, and they when they ask a question, they don't even ask it. They just grab their phone. They grab a device, and they Google it. And that's basically what we have now. 20, 30 years ago, it wasn't that simple, but I thought it was interesting this morning, Carol, when you and I have chatted over the past few weeks, because I didn't know you 3 weeks ago, and I feel like we have a lot in common now. And the leading causes of death, according to the Center for Disease Control, last year in 2019, and I'm just reading these right off of the Internet, it's simply this. Heart disease claimed 647,457 lives last year. Cancer. Right at 600,000, 599,000. Accidents, unintentional injuries, 169,000. And it goes on down. Stroke, Alzheimer's, diabetes, influenza, and pneumonia, rounding out the bottom eight with 55,000. Wow. Yeah, it's a lot of people. And if you look at that and look at what our culture is going through now, not just the U.S. culture, those are just U.S. stats according to the Center for Disease Control, but globally, death is inevitable. We have a philosophy, and I shared this with a group of middle schoolers yesterday via video, that on one of our sayings up at our fire station, it simply says this: change is inevitable. Growth is optional. And Carol, I know for you, and I got you psyched up about this morning, 12 hours ago, literally to the second, to the minute, as I'm looking at the clock, we got a fire call, and it came in as a vehicle fire, and I didn't even hesitate. Only problem was I couldn't jump in my truck because there was a trailer hooked up to it, and it was half empty of wood, and I couldn't get it unhooked fast enough. I'm not going to drag a trailer with wood coming off the back. So I ran inside, grabbed my daughter's car keys, ran back out the door because I'm the assigned driver for this week. Anyways, the long and short of it is this. Brand new, $38,000 Ford F-150 pickup truck. By the time we get to it, I'm the driver of our engine. By the time we get to it, all we see is this massive ball of flames. I was, you know, the adrenaline's pumping. We first got to get there. And it's hard to get there when you're going down an interstate and the people don't remember which side of the road they're supposed to go to. I'm yelling at them. I will admit, I'm yelling, come on, people, just use that instrument God gave you. It's there. It's on the top of your head. Yeah, yeah, you want to go over. Yeah, no, you can do it. And I'm trying to coach them, and they can't hear me, and my officer is just pulling on that cord. The horn is just blazing. I mean, going crazy, and they're just not moving. And seconds count, you know, and this fire gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Anyways, what I found so fascinating is that when questioning the driver later, getting the report, he said, I know, I'm positive that when I got fuel, that the fuel attendant was putting the green nozzle in. He said, my truck was unleaded fuel only, not diesel. And I looked at him and went, oh my goodness, I am so sorry. There's nothing left on the side of the interstate except for a pile of steel, aluminum. That's it. Everything that can't burn. And, Carol, I kept thinking about that. When faced with a crisis, we have this billion-dollar instrument called the human body. And we know, Dennis Williams knew years ago, being with his brother, when he suffered a heart attack, and he died, it was fatal. Dennis Williams is now twice more, he's outlived his brother twice over. He's 78. Dennis Williams and you and I have a common denominator. We're friends with him. Did Niken's products save his life? Absolutely not. Have they extended his life? I don't know. Can we make that medical claim? No, we're not going to. So let's talk about that, and I'm gonna let people ask questions to you. I think they can go back and listen to your story from 2 weeks ago on SaturdayAMLive.com. I only have one question to you, and then I'm going to let other people who have already figured out how to do it, because I can hear them.
Okay.
You describe yourself as you picked up a bug, and it's a pretty popular bug these days, and we're not talking about the one that's made by Volkswagen. We're talking about other ones. And you use the term presumably positive, which I think is kind of a fun thing, but usually when you pick up a bug or a disease, you want to be in the negative.
Right.
What went through your mind? What'd you do? And then everybody else can ask questions from that, and Vance will be quiet.
Well, whenever the presumably positive came through, and it was snowballing rapidly because your thoughts escalate in fear, then you know you have to get, like, because there's no help, really, you know, unless you're critical. And then, you know, it's hospitalization. You know, they treat you with oxygen, basically. They send you home. You just basically got to take care of yourself. And the best way that I could do that, because I was a displaced teacher, I didn't have any family that could come into the home because you have to stay alone, of course. So what I did was, because once you're in Meekonite, you stay in Meekonite. You never really leave Meekin. Even if you don't have the product, you know the channels to get the products. And that's what I did. I immediately seeked out, because I had recently came back to the Meekin family as a independent consultant. And I knew right away, even though that I was displaced, I figured out what are the two main things that would help me immediately now. And as I was figuring out to auto ship, it was cheaper, so I also included some insoles, but the main focus was building the immunities. I got on the immunity and cleaning out to the large organs in the system that I had, my machine, to make it optimally run. I had to oil this old tanker, clean it out, put some mucus in the body, basically. This old car needed to run at a performance level to fight this thing, because that little bug, the way it's spreading, is, we can call it the love bug now, because it's not lovely getting it, but it sure loves to be in a host. And I was going to kick it right on out this door, I can tell you that right now, Vance. So those three things optimally brought me immediately back to a realm of where my body could work at its best, because I put the best in it and on it.
And Carol, I want I want people that are on the line now to jump on in and ask you some questions. And I can't help but think, because you, I think you shared with us 2 weeks ago that you are, your current age is what?
55.
Okay,
yeah,
so.
In November, so I'm got the half part down.
Okay. Well, whether it's, and I, did you just describe this old body, or how did you, what was the term you used?
Yeah, this old, it's like an old car. You got to keep it running optimum. You got to put the right things in.
Old car. So whether it's a new car or an old car, 12 hours ago
exactly.
For me, it was a brand new Ford F-150. And when you put the wrong stuff in, it doesn't like to work properly. And I don't know. I'm not a mechanic. But
right?
this poor man was standing on the side of the interstate, and it's just like I wish I would have done some. But what is he supposed to do when the wrong fuel gets put in? It's like putting the wrong stuff in our bodies. And I looked at him and just with 100% empathy said, I really am sorry. And we can do that same thing. And you had that opportunity. You changed. You made a decision. What were the three things again? And I'm done asking questions. And star six on your phone. The immunity.
Yes, the immunity vitamin. The cleanse and detox. I wanted to jump start it, just like putting Lucas in an old car. You know, you got to jump start those large organs. And then the insoles from the outside.
And the insoles. Okay.
And then 5 days later, I incorporated the Primag waterfall.
Okay. Fantastic. So it's pretty simple. It's simple solutions to jumpstart the body. And he doesn't have the doctors. Roger Drummer, Dr. Moskos, years ago was a leading chiropractor that I learned a ton from, always said the same thing. If you want to jumpstart the body, like jumpstarting a vehicle, I do this all the time with small engines, and I'm not a mechanic, again, folks. But if I find an engine that's not been running, whether it's a lawnmower or a chainsaw, if you just take a few minutes to dump all the crummy fuel out, put some good clean fuel in it, maybe take the carburetor apart, squirt some ether, some starting fluid in there, and that's exactly what you did, Carol. And
right.
you might have to pump it over, pull the cord a few times, or turn it over a few times, or jump start it with some battery cables. But you can do amazing. So when the body is compromised, this is what can happen. So star six on your phone.
That's what I did too in the beginning. Was I did the two, and then I did two later in that day, and then I bumped down to the normal two, and then I split those in half, and actually did one, and then one in the evening. And honestly, that combination was amazing for the body.
And just as a reminder, folks, the dosages are on all of Neekin's bottles, on all the containers. You can see this on the website in the shopping cart. When you click on the details, you can see the label. And we're not, again, we want to be careful here. We're not making any medical claims. But it doesn't matter if it's during the flu season of the year or you know your own body. When it's not running at its optimum at 100%, go back and think, okay, what could I do to alter this? We see it all the time. I see it in my daughters. I see it with my wife, Stacy. I see it in my own body. When it's not running at an optimum, go back. The dosages are on the – those are designed and labeled for 130 to 150-pound adult, basically, or child, doesn't matter. But if you want to up the ante – there's two options. One, just double it up or triple it up. Or you could do like I do, because we see this a lot, and going back to the heart disease statistic, people that are on heart medication, they know. they know when they got little nitro tablets or baby aspirin on hand, you jump start it by putting them into your mouth and they chew them up. I do that with all the nutritionals that are in powder form. Well, not so much the lactoferrin, because it's kind of strong. But with the immunity every day and the jade green zymes, I dump them under my tongue. It's my way of being frugal, and I can get double the impact by doing it that way. You can do the same thing with the 10-4, anything that's nutritional. So star six on your phone line, folks. You got a question? Carol's got an answer, like the Radio Shack ad used to say.
I just want to say that, Vance, we're not trying to make claims or anything, but we have a message to get out on proactive and preventative wellness. It's basically sharing with people that optimum well-being when facing health issues and scares should be our main and personal goal, and to use these products and share a lifestyle with a continual use. It must be a part of our daily living to achieve a life of wellness and overall well-being, to be basically mindfully better, spiritually deeper, and a better body for to be there for our family, friends, and others, and literally in Nietzsche's philosophy of humans being more. Using the products ourselves, we're being more. Sharing them, we're being more. And getting that message out that, you know, no, these won't heal us, but they'll help us to be that overall well-being, you know, in facing fears and scares of times of sicknesses and, you know, of all different diseases that can attack us or affect us. And we're just basically being humans more.
Absolutely. And I couldn't agree more. And I think the only thing that you left out is anything. I'm looking at a whole box of organic fruits and vegetables. We don't have room to store it inside the house, and it's still cooler at night in the garage, so we just kind of pile it on my workbench. I know what the ladies in my life, which I I live with five, and our cat is a female too, so I'm a minority, but I know what the ladies in my life will do with all that, because they're very creative, and it's really good, wholesome stuff. And what the only point that I think you left out there is that stuff like this will help my body help itself.
Yes.
That's all. And we hear this over and over and over again, but sometimes we forget that, as Benjamin Franklin taught us, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And all these great leading experts, they're finding simple, simple solutions. Nothing is rocket science. They're just like, oh, well, maybe I shouldn't eat that much processed food. Because, oh, it sure tastes good going down. It's like my brother and I, we walked by one of the vehicles on our parents' property yesterday, and there's a half-eaten, you know, chocolate, you know, donut sitting on the back of this truck. And we both looked at it, and he goes, I thought, and I said, it's not a temptation of mine. I don't know who's it. I don't know why it's sitting there. We just walked, both of us walked right on by it, because I hadn't eaten lunch yet, and it's not a temptation. I don't like donuts. Therefore, I don't eat them. I don't like bacon. Therefore, I don't eat them. It's not that I don't like the flavor of it. I don't like the effect of it. And it's not a temptation to me.
Right. The sugar overload.
So, I know. Yeah. So we got some questions, because I know people are going to start texting me. And you don't have to text me today, folks. The line should be open. There's a long pause there. In the radio industry, they call that dead air. I think it's open. I didn't push anything. Maybe I did. Hang on one second. Maybe I did push something.
Okay,
hang on one second.
There
we go. I think I figured it out. So you heard that too, Carol. So *6, you can unmute yourself. I apologize for that, folks. Go ahead with a question. *6 on your phone line if you've got a question for Carol.
Good morning. Good morning. How long did it take you to come back to yourself after your introduction to...
Within the first 48 hours, I took a hard down. And before my doctor's visit, like a couple days before my doctor's visit, I had literally submitted my auto ship knowing that I was going to need these things. And 2 days after I got them, within 25 minutes, I felt better taking them. I kid you not.
Carol,
it was night and day.
Carol, can you go back to like a window or a door? We caught about, probably 60% of that. And I think the question was how long did it take you to bounce back? And this is a kind of a fun answer because I remember hearing this the first time when Dennis Williams had you on the Sizzle call, that there was, you could literally, and again, just like when you put really good stuff in the body, designed to help your times of this is really important for people to hear. So I want them to hear the question again from Pat was how long did you bounce back after? And so go ahead and answer it again.
Okay. I had ordered my Nikon out of ship 2 days before I went and saw the doctor because I suspected that, you know, this path that was going on with the bug. Then 2 days after my doctor's appointment, I started taking them immediately as soon as I ripped up in the box. And within 25 minutes of taking the immunity and the cleanse, it was night and day. It felt like I was normal. But here's the really cool aspect of this. My body was already downtrodden from being a teacher. We work very hard. We do not take care of ourselves because we're already giving everything to everybody else. With that, plus having the bug, I was very, very fatigued. Within 25 minutes, I was no longer fatigued. I had energy. I could breathe. I felt better. I was like, whoa. You know, one, my body was enraged and needed it so badly. I took the cleanse detox and the immunity at the same time. Like I said, as soon as I ripped that box open, as soon as it was delivered, I had popcorn flying all over the bed. I didn't care. I ran into the kitchen and took two of each immediately. And within 25 minutes, I felt better. Now, here's the wonderful thing, Pat. I was released 2 days early off of my quarantine taking these. My doctor literally had said she thought that I was going to be the walking dead coming in there and probably being admitted into the hospital. Because, Pat, you got to remember, all they could do is kick me loose at home with an inhaler. And I only used the inhaler the first day.
Wow, wonderful.
Yes, yes. And literally that inhaler, when I took it, it tasted like pure alcohol and it was nasty. And it was only because of pure need that I did. And I realized I'd rather take something that doesn't taste like anything and makes me feel better 25 minutes later than something that tastes nasty and didn't even seem to touch it.
That is wonderful. I will echo Pat. Thank you, Pat. Another question. *6 on your phone line. That should demute your line. Go ahead and just say who you are, where you're calling from, and state your question to Carol.
So this is Gail.
Good morning, Gail.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, good morning. Okay, whenever you felt better in the 25 minutes, had the waterfall been delivered yet?
No, matter of fact, that did not even get ordered till like 5 or 6 days later. And luckily for me, it came within 2 days because you know how good Nikon is about the shipping. But yeah, I didn't even start that PiMag until at least 5 to 7, 8 days later because you know how we have to soak the filter and everything. Yeah. I literally stayed up till 11 o'clock at night to get my one glass of water that I had to have. I did. I held off normal water and was like, come on.
So just the supplements then.
Yes, and the insoles. And the funny thing about the insoles is I didn't realize how much they were impacting me because it was still chilly outside. You know, it was mid-March. And I would go outside in my insoles, and I would have energy and all that good stuff. But then when I come in, I kick off my shoes because I love to be barefooted. Well, within about an hour, I'd feel a little downtrodden. And I'd be like, wow, you know, I need some more energy. You know what I mean? But I would feel better at the same time because the vitamins were working. But I was just feeling that little bit of fatigue because, you know, my body really needed to catch up to itself. And then I realized, you know, I got to put these insoles in my socks. And I did. And what a world of difference. The fatigue end of it went away where I felt better. I didn't feel like, oh, you know what I mean? Because I was feeling 70 in my mid-50s. But when I got on the vitamins, I started feeling like I was in my 40s again. Amazing turnaround.
Yeah. I definitely know the benefit of wearing the insoles during the day when you're home. I'd learn that the hard way. Since I'm working at home now, I didn't think it was necessary.
Right. Me being home more, I'm more barefooted, and yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
huge difference.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you, Gail. And by the way, Gail is from Houston, Texas, for those of you who didn't recognize the accent. And I'm a little partial. My wife's from Houston. So thank you for the question, Gail. Who else? These are excellent. Let's keep it going.
Hi,
this is Norma.
Go ahead, Norma, and then the other the other wonderful voice I heard.
Then just a real quick one, just for the comment. You said that these are normally for a 150-pound person, roughly. So could you tell us if you're within that range? Are you upper or lower? So the double dose is what I'm asking.
Yes. I actually, before the bug decided to love on me, I was 155, but I was 10 pounds overweight for my height. I'm 5'7 and 3/4". But they say I'm 7 now. I must have shrunk. But then now I'm 135, my optimum weight for my height. I want to be at 130, 135, which is wonderful. And I've done that with the meal replacement shake, the KVB. But, yes, I am 135 at 5'7".
Cool. Thanks.
You bet.
And Carol, I'm gonna sneak a question here before the next female. And that, by the way, that was Norma Baldridge from Missouri, folks. And I just want folks to understand that the reason why I'm asking you to say who you are and where you're calling from, we're not setting this up. These are not staged people. These are just honest questions. Carol, you said your ideal weight. And I think that's really, really important to remind everyone. And I'm reminding myself, okay, because for probably 10, 12 years, I was not at my ideal weight, even though I was living in a wellness home, doing everything that we were supposed to do. I was on that seafood diet. I had seafood, and I would diet it. I would eat it. And I was eating too much. And it's really interesting. And I had this conversation with Larry Hafner last night. He's trying to help a guy with a really bad back issue. And he said he dropped a ton of weight. He's probably at his ideal weight now. And I looked at him and I said, I think the damage has been done. Yeah, when you carry extra weight for a long time. But, Carol, for you, in order to get the optimum results out of, well, again, the dosages, and we're not saying if you do this, you're going to have the same exact results. We're not saying that at all.
Right.
We're simply saying, and I love.
Or healthier, yes.
Yeah, I love the way you described it. I could feel it. And not everybody's going to get results in 25 minutes. That's
right.
Not the case at all. Some people, it's even
faster.
Some people, it's even slower.
Right. See, I'm real sensitive to everything. I can literally, you know, if I'm dehydrated, I feel it instantly. If I take a medication, it'll instantly make me sick. I mean, it's like I can throw up within 5 minutes. I am not a medicine taker. Even aspirin I gag down. Now, I'm going to tell you, it's hard for me to take vitamins because of that. Even though I know they're good for me, there's times I do forget to take them. But my body will say, hey, dummy, get in there and take them. Because I can feel when I need them. Also, I can feel when I've taken them. I can literally feel when I step into the shoes within 30 minutes, I can feel the energy helping my body through the insoles. It's amazing. And, you know, not everybody can feel those sensories, but it depends also how polluted our bodies is. If we're full of sugar, we're not going to fill them this quickly because our body, they're going to have to work that much harder to clean it out. That's why I incorporated the cleanse and detox as well. Not because I'm a sugar person. I'm not. I take stevia. I believe in raw stevia. I'm just saying that some people really need to clean out those major organs. So if they're sick, your body's polluted. It's just simple 101 health.
Let me add this, and then I think it was Julie Clark that had a question.
No,
I think.
It's Nancy Ann, and I'm being very patient because you cut me
off. Okay, there you go. Okay. Hey. And before you ask this, let me just reference back to what we started this conversation with last night. And most people aren't going to have the opportunity to drive a 50,000-pound fire engine down an interstate with people that are not using their brains to get off the road for an emergency vehicle when they can see a plume of black smoke billowing just a few feet in front of them. And what I learned as a young person in staying within the lanes, so to speak, but in a time of an emergency like what Carol went through, sometimes you have to do things drastic. And I had a professional truck driver, retired professional truck driver, sitting right behind me, guiding me, literally speaking into my ears. You can, Vance, you can fit. You can fit. I've got a concrete barricade on one side and the rear bumper of a semi on the other side. And I went with his wisdom, not my own fear of will I fit? Because I know if we bugger up this engine, we're not going to get to where we need to go. My point is this. What Carol's talking about is we can be more sensitive if we just listen to our bodies. And
spiritual aspect,
that,
yes.
Yeah. When we do that, it really changes the narrative, changes the outcome. And the insoles are really, really fun, any of Neekin's insoles, because we have 90,000 nerve endings in each foot. And they're going to be sensitive if, like what you're talking about, Carol, if you're not filling your body with junk. So, Auntie Ann, Ann Brenzia, take it away.
Thank you. Carol, thank you so much for spending two Saturdays with us. I have a question. You had mentioned that you came back to Neekin. Do you sleep on a Neekin sleep system or have other wellness home technologies besides the ones you added when you came down with the bug?
No, I do not have the sleep system. It's what I have is a very old brick pillow. We all know the old brick ones. I actually went and sick and all, weak and all, went and dug out my shed and found that and my old mag balls, and they're on a handle. And I would rub the mag balls on my neck because the bug likes to attack you in the neck and goes into the lymph nodes into the head. So I had a lot of neck troubles. So I was like, I need something for that. But that did not happen or occur because I'd forgotten I had them until probably 4 days ago. But I've had neck symptoms since the bug because it lodges in your throat area, believe it or not. And it's not just in the lymph. It's really weird. And that's one of the starting signs of it. And I've had that trouble all the way through. But those are almost completely gone now. And I'm not going to say the pillow attributed to that or the mag balls that just, like, relieved when it would really hurt. I really believe that the insoles, wearing them regularly, has helped me more than anything with a combination of the vitamins. Those three main products have been amazing for me.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I hope I answered your question, Ann.
You did. I just always go back to, I don't know who said it, but may we not know what we're preventing. And being
exactly.
Fortunate enough to be in a wellness home, who knows what we're preventing. And I just, you know, am grateful that I've been able to feel at approaching 70 that I'm in my 30s. So I'm going to reverse what you said and stay well and keep on trucking. Thank you.
Well, and you got to understand, too, that Mr. Masuda, he actually started this company on the insoles. We got to get back to basics sometimes. And that was something that when I figured out with Tanika and Autoship being cheaper, hey, I can squeeze in a pair of insoles, being a displaced teacher and not knowing where the next penny is going to come from at that point. So I went to the basics, like I said, the insoles, the immunity, and the cleanse detox. But the things that I've incorporated since then is the PriMag waterfall. I got the women's daily vitamins, the DHA kit, you know, the dual pack. I bought some joints. I got some lactoferrin. I'm taking the osteodent. I got my mag balls and pillow out. And I even pulled out my Nikin pearl. I have the pearl earrings and necklace from way back. And I also found my mag roller. Now, the mag roller, I can't give myself a rollout. But I, every once in a while, because like the story I've shared before, being a first responder and breaking my back, I just would take it in the crook of my arms right now, and I just roll the bottom of my back, the small of my spine sometimes, walking around the house, you know, because we're all staying home and bored.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Hi, Carol. This is Carol in Richmond.
Hi, Carol.
And you. Hi. I may have missed this. The cleanse and detox. How are you taking it? Because the instructions is 20 minutes before each meal. Are you doing that? Or are you doing something? Some other.
You're utilizing the benefit of a cell phone, but either you're moving or you got a bad connection. Can you move to where you know there might be a great, because I think you've got a wonderful question that others might be curious about as well.
Is this better?
There you go. Go ahead. Thank you.
So I was asking a question about the detox, the cleanse detox. The instructions is to take it 20 minutes before a meal, and I was wondering if you were doing that or did you have some other method that you were utilizing?
All right, Carol. I am a person that just absolutely hates to swallow any kind of capsule or pill, and I'm horrible about following directions on things like that because – I listen to my body a lot, and literally, like, I'll be going, oh, by 10:30, 11, let's see, I haven't eaten breakfast, and I haven't taken my vitamins, I'm hungry, and, you know, I'm feeling like I need my vitamins. So I'll just go in and take my vitamins. And honestly, I hate being a breakfast person, so I'd rather just grab the Nikin shake. You know, that's usually that, and green limes are my first thing in the day, usually. Sometimes I even forget that, but I just randomly go in, Carol, and take the two cleanse and detox with all my other vitamins, and then usually I'll take them with my shake instead of 20 minutes before. I'm horrible at the directional thing. I just figure if they're in me, hey, that's the right step. Honestly.
Yes. I fall in that suit as well. That happens a lot of times, 20 minutes. And I forget the 20 minutes, but I figured, okay, well, maybe I can stretch my meal out for 20 minutes if I eat it slowly. And
right.
I, you know, have taken the pill right before starting to eat. I agree. As long as it's in you, it's going to create some benefit. Thank you.
Yes, and I'm kind of weird, and I don't know if it even matters. I will literally eat the cleanse and detox ones first and thinking, hey, this will hit my system first, and it'll get a head start by the time I get all the other vitamins in because, you know, as you heard my list, there's a smorgasbord now. It's like a meal on its own. literally, I'll take the things and then I'll take the joint next. I'm just weird. I take them in a different order, if that makes any sense, thinking that that few seconds are going to help because they do react so quickly to my system. They just go in quicker, so I know, isn't that silly?
Ah, not silly.
The logic behind it.
These are great questions. Thank you, Carol. Anybody else?
I was just wondering when all this started.
Okay, Nancy, you gotta tell people where you're calling from so they know you're not just sitting in the car next to me and I'm feeding you questions. That's not fair.
Cleveland.
Oh, Cleveland.
Cleveland, Ohio, folks. Go ahead, Nancy.
Thanks. I just wondered when this all started.
All right. Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
Well, the end of January, the last couple of days, that's when I'd heard that the good old bug had exposed the areas I was working in. And then probably mid-February, yep, right around Valentine's Day, I started having some weird symptoms and going, oh, great, you know. Plus that whole 2 weeks time, I felt really fatigued, but that's just part of teaching, you know. We're into the next semester, and after the Christmas rush, you know, everything combines to that stress level of, you know, ravaging our bodies. So I was thinking, well, maybe not. Maybe it's just a cold, you know, these kids blowing past their elbows. They can't even reach their elbows half the time. And I just thought, well, maybe I got the cold or bronchitis or something funky, you know. And then the beginning of March, I decided, you know, like first weekend, that I need to make a doctor's appointment. Well, they couldn't get me until mid-March. So quite honestly, I think that from the first week of February all the way until mid-March, by the time I went to the doctor, I think it was just an escalation into embracing the love bug that we do not love. But yeah, and then I was released 13 days into it of a 15-day mandatory quarantine. And like she had said, she thought she was going to be putting me in the hospital, not saying, what did I do different? She knew I did something different than her other patients. She literally, she's like, because I was ashen when I went into the doctor. My lips were a little purplish blue. My skin looked gray. It didn't have any color by the time I did go into the doctor. I did not look well, did not feel good. And she thought she was going to be sending me to the hospital, because I do also have an immunodisorder through my digestion system, which actually later on in 2012 ended up in a bowel restructure cancer surgery because of the complications of it. So I was, you know, the high risk being in my mid-50s and being in that field of work for exposure levels, plus having an immunodeficiency. I was a candidate all the way to be embraced by that good old love bug. So, yeah. And it hit.
Wow.
Yeah, it hit with a fury. But like I said, 2 days after the presumably positive, it was night and day. I kid you not. My symptoms were like gone. But when I would back off, the symptoms would come back a little bit. And I played with it for a few days to see, and I wanted to test, is it my body or is it the help of these things that are making me feel better, you know, that I've incorporated through all the products.
So during that time, when did your schools stop? When did the schools close?
On March 6th, I had a full week of school ahead of me. And that's when that March 6th, I decided, you know what, I need to cancel these jobs because I was suspecting, and that's when I had made my doctor's appointment. Well, here's the grace of God. He knows us all so well. He sent me, I started getting emails, and all the schools were closing. And luckily for me, all those, that week's schools got canceled by the schools because of the closures. So I didn't have to go and embarrass myself and say, hey, guess what? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to do that. It was provided and things were shut down immediately. But then I realized the other stressor kicked in of finances. So it was like, now I'm displaced and sick. So it was a little scary time, mentally, emotionally, financially, everything. So,
wow, you've had quite a journey.
Yeah.
What part of the country are you in?
I'm in Arizona. We were the third worst state, Washington, Texas, and Arizona. And I have lived in Texas. Love Texas, by the way, guys. Dallas Cowboy fan. Got to throw it out there. But anyway, the three states, we were the top three at that time. But, you know, they closed the state borders and schools and everything. They quickly jumped on it. So Arizona's kind of got it contained, but not as well as we'd like to see at this point.
So much for the heat of it killing the virus, huh?
Well, we've been really cold at night. We've been in our mid-40s at night and then jump up to our mid-80s during the day. There's a huge 30-degree difference right now. Like right now, it's probably about 65 degrees, and I got the doors open and the birds chirping. It's beautiful. But this afternoon, I'll be closing it up tight.
We've got time for one more. Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you.
One other question. Anybody else? Okay. I'll presume that means we either answered them all or we hit enough that, wow, okay. Because, Carol, I really want to say thank you because you've provided a lot of answers that to us that have played. I don't work Niken. I never have. At least I don't think I have. But those of us who play in the wellness industry, we're simply seeking answers to better take care of this temple, this physical body that we get to live in. Because if we don't take care of it, where are we going to live? That's a question that Dennis Williams taught me years ago. And I think what you've provided for us is some good simple solutions that, hey, when a love bug comes along and our bodies are not running at their optimum, it's best to alter what we're doing. And I appreciate the fact that, much like Dr. Jonas Salk, you used your own body as a petri dish, so to speak, and decided, hey, I want to see what kind of results I'm going to get. I want to test. I want to see if it's really in my head or, you know, and these are some of the simple things. And I could tell you about a medical call I was on this week that I was just like, wow, watching a wife and a daughter yell at the husband and her father saying, you know, daddy, you know you shouldn't be doing that. It's just such simple things to be prevented. You know, if he would have drank some water, if he would have actually eaten something. You know, oh, he took his heart medications, three of them. He smoked a little cannabis, okay? You know, and I'm just sitting there going, dude. You know, and I'm looking at him and his grandson. And I guess what really hit home to me, his grandson is a career firefighter, and I got to serve with him years ago, and I learned a ton from this young man. And I thought, this is what it's all about, because my I Can attitude allows me to teach people something that will add value to their experience with me. I encourage them to respond in kind. I want to learn from them as well. And Carol, you have taught us so much about how to take care of our bodies, how to, you know, just tweak some things that we're doing. Niken is not the end all when it comes to everything. However, they've given us some wonderful, wonderful things. And all the nutritionals, getting them on auto ship as a customer or a consultant to save a few shillings, to be a little more frugal. We don't have to take thousands upon thousands of dollars of nutritionals anymore. Let food be your medicine.
Right.
And medicine be our food. I think Aristotle was the one that taught us that. Am I referencing the right person? I've said other people. I've said like people like Da Vinci, and I know he was not the nutritionist. He was not. He was a painter. So, again, thank you. Any last thoughts, Carol, before we run out of time here?
Even not facing this scare for the bug and so forth. Honestly, as Meekin consultants, we need to really find value in that cleanse and detox, because a lot of people, like I had said, oftentimes are extremely polluted bodies. They drink too much soda or too much caffeine. You know, they need to clean out that system if you're introducing vitamins and even the magnetics to them so that they work more optimally. One, you're helping the body help itself to be well. So those vitamins, regardless of the situation, really need to be introduced and promoted. But thank you for having me. I appreciate it, Bam.
Well, again, Carol Noble has been our guest this morning, and I really, really appreciate it. Again, hopefully this has been helpful for everybody, and we'll have to do some cleaning up to get rid of some editing and get rid of some of the scratchy stuff so it gets clear. Sorry. Get a good, clear recording, and we'll see if we can get this posted right away. But again, thank you so much. Have a great weekend, everybody, and hope to have you tune in next Saturday as well.
All right.
For now.
Bye.